Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, friends.
Hello.
Hello, friend.
Hi, Carl. Hi, Wayne.
Hi, Daddy.
Hi.
It's that very spooky time of year again, Halloween. So now, we Singaporean, right? But ages and ages ago, the Celtic people, apparently they celebrated their new year on essentially 1st November today. So they believe that the night before the new year, the walls between the living and the dead, it gets kind of dodgy and all the ghosts, all the spirits, they basically come back to earth. And also, don't you think it's a bit weird, right? That every culture has this, whether it's like Hungry Ghost Festival or Halloween or Day of the Dead, and it's all around like the same time.
Yeah.
Dodgy, dodgy. And like, you know, they can't all be wrong, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, the ghosts come back to us and they're feeling a bit naughty and they want to cause trouble and like damage crops because, you know, the afterlife is a bit boring. And so they would get these people called druids to set up bonfires so they could sacrifice to the gods, to the deities. And while they did this, they wore like animal heads and skins and like basically costumes. And after this party, after this bonfire, they would all take a little stick or something from the bonfire and they would go back to their own fire, so they have to like shield their fire on their walk back.
Yeah.
And then the name of this festival was called, it's spelled S-A-M-H-A-I-N. Do you want to give it a try? Huh?
Samhain?
That's what I thought too, but apparently it doesn't sound like Samhain at all.
Wait. I actually know the answer to this, but I can't remember now.
Samhain?
I feel like it's something like
somehow?
That.
Somehow?
Yeah. Somehow.
Okay, but now you're like, oh my god, Teddy, that doesn't sound like Halloween. How did it go from Samhain to Halloween? Well, the name itself actually has an origin in Christianity. Now, at some point of time, one of the popes, right? So the Catholic popes moved All Saints Day from May 13th to November 1st. And sometimes this was called All Hallows. And the day before was called All Hallows Eve. And they would do the same thing. They do the big bonfires. They do parades. They would dress up as saints or angels and devils. And so according to Wikipedia and history.com, this is how Halloween came to be. Hi, I'm Teddy.
I'm Kyle.
And I'm Wayne.
And welcome to A Briefcase. Today we have some very special guests. We have Kyle and Wayne from Hantu.
That's us.
Ooh. Yeah.
I like how you're ooh.
Ooh, then boom. Ooh.
You still sound so abig when you do the woo.
No.
Maybe the ghost surname is Woo.
Oh, could be.
Then he go from Woo to Boo.
You think the abing die don't have ghost meh?
Yeah.
God lah, but like, you know, he very specifically abing ghost.
Yeah. That's what I'm dressing
your,
up
your
as.
Your woo sounds more like woi.
Yeah, I'm going to dress up as a ghost abing for Halloween.
Oh, that's so funny. Okay, so now Colin Wayne are the creators and producers behind Ghost Maps, an award-winning Southeast Asia horror podcast that you can watch any time of the year, not just on Halloween. They are also the hosts of Dead Air, a monthly talk show which has a gaming spin-off, Dead Aim. I would like to be invited to Dead Aim, please. I'm very good at FPS games.
Sure.
Yeah, I really.
Okay, let's go. You say one, huh? But horror game can or not?
Horror game, I'm not so sure. So, God, this time, like me and Ruben, we bought Walking Dead 4, the VR game.
Mm-hmm.
And then we spent like fucking $60 or something. Then we never finished because very scary.
Oh.
After like the first quest, which was like the first, they purposely make the onboarding very long because if you play less than like 2 hours or something, you can still return the game.
Yeah.
But then they purposely made the onboarding like super long, and the onboarding is not scary. But then when you're actually in the game, it's too scary.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, we've done Resident Evil. That's
yeah.
What,
I think
that's
Resident
not scary.
I think Resident Evil with Teddy should be quite fun.
Yeah.
Oh, I have Resident. I played through Resident Evils before.
Which one?
I played through 4. I played through 6.
The remake, ah.
The remake. Then I played the boat one. You know, the one you're on the boat, Revelations.
Oh.
Yeah.
What about 2?
2.
Resident Evil 2 remake. That one's scarier, lah.
Oh, that one's scarier. Okay.
Maybe. Okay. Let us know if you want us. Let us know if you want to see Teddy, you know.
Yeah.
On dating.
Yeah. But I think, you know what? It's actually funny. If you played something very scary, but then I would like go home and like traumatize Ruben, lah. I'll go home and be like,
What's the game that I've been very eager to play?
Mortuary Assistant. That one is...
I play half.
I won't even play that. Like, I told him, like, I'm just going to commentate. You play. You be the millennial. And I'll be, like, the old man.
Here's what's scary.
Yeah.
I'm very bad at games. So, I'm going to scare myself repeatedly.
Because you'll die. Then got no walkthrough.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. You can find Carl and Wayne on YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok at WeAreHantu. WeAreHantu.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, you can find the podcast Ghost Maps on Spotify or wherever else you're listening to this podcast. Now, today, in the spirit of Halloween, we are going to pit the guys against each other.
Okay.
And we're having a scary story scare off. So we'll leave a poll in Spotify for this one. And the person with the most number of votes at the end of 2 weeks will win something. So I offered them Starbucks gift card for like $20. The alternative thing that I was suggesting was like, maybe tomorrow I go down and buy you like a Toto.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Not bad.
Really, yeah. Right? Okay. And then if really win, then I will like go and transfer you the money. I'll get you one of each, quick fix.
Okay, sure.
Then I'll take picture and then post. Then if really win, you can come.
Then you really win, you will run away.
From here on, Ghost Maps is sponsored by Singapore Pools.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Tomorrow after F45, I'll go and buy.
Okay.
No, I'm going to buy one for myself also. not System 7, the standard one.
Let's quick pick $1.
We have to be clear over who gets which ticket. Don't you suddenly go, oh, that's my
ticket.
No, she'll
take photo. She'll take photo.
I'll take photo, yeah, then I'll post on my Insta so you know. Then you all can screenshot. Okay. And then that will be the price. And in 2 weeks, you can see.
When you go first?
Wow.
Look, oh, every time I go first?
No, I know every time you go first, but every time we have a scary story face-off, right? I always feel like you're going to win.
Yeah, that's why I give you the advantage.
Chop. These scary stories, you're talking about personal scary stories, right?
Can be anything.
Wow.
That makes you, see, this is why I feel like you need to go first.
No.
There's no benchmark. Oh, I can go first with...
Okay, you go first. I'll think of... So you're also...
No,
involved.
I'm not in it. I'm not involved.
No.
No, but last night when I was in bed...
You're not making this up, right?
No. Last night when I was in bed, I was falling asleep. Then Ruben went scratch. Then the scratch sound sounds like psh, psh, psh. You know, because when you scratch, it sounds like psh, psh, psh.
Yeah.
Then I fucking woke up. I was like, oh my god, that I'm being haunted.
I'm gonna start scratching my arm later on to see what sound.
Because I just watched Talk to Me. You know the movie, the hold the hand one. Then they will possess you.
Is it recent?
It's recent. It's very recent. It's very good Australian horror maker. Yeah. Talk to Me. So I thought it was like a Talk to Me kind of thing. And I woke up and I was like, oh my god, I'm gonna die today. Okay. And then I remember this urban legend that I heard when I was like a teenager. Okay, so this is a classic Halloween urban legend. I'm not part of the test, but I'm giving Wayne time to think. An inspiration. Okay, so got this girl. She's staying alone at home with her dog while her parents are out on vacation or some shit like that. And then so like she hears on the radio that there's a serial killer on the loose, because as we know, there's like 1,000 active serial killers in the US at any given time. And so she's just like, oh shit, thank god I have my German retriever here with me. Because German retrievers, what German retriever? German Shepherd.
Yeah, I was wondering, like, this is new.
So it's a hybrid.
Yeah, so she has like her big ass German Shepherd with her. So she's like, fine, all is well. And then so she goes to bed and then she brings her dog into the room with her and she pets the dog on the head and she's like, okay, fine. And then she pets her dog on the head and the dog licks her hand and she's like, okay, good to know that doggy is there. And then she needs to pee in the middle of the night. So she's trying to sleep, but she keeps thinking about a serial killer. So she goes to the bathroom. I'm not telling this very well. She goes to the bathroom and then she sees the corpse of her dog.
She's
drunk up in the shower. Wait, no, you know what? That things happen in between, okay?
I'm sorry, like, I can't even get to the in-between part. The dog dies.
He's a dog person.
Okay, but written in the mirror is serial killers can lick too.
Oh.
Murderers can lick too. It's not very scary. I swear, it's scarier when you like really think about it.
I think you took that story from Reddit or something.
Yeah, right? It's from like Reddit or something.
The one can leak one lah.
Yeah, this one is like a super common urban legend. You know last time Nat Geo had like urban legends? This was on that series.
Oh.
Yeah.
The more you know.
The more you know.
Okay.
Ready?
Yes, let's go. Okay. I will say first.
Is this yours?
No, it's not mine. This happened to my friend's brother and all their cousins. It hasn't been turned into a Ghost Maps episode because I'm not in touch with the guy, so I can't ask his permission. But tell story on podcast still can. So, this story starts where most good Singaporean horror stories start. Where do you think?
Void deck.
No.
Cemetery.
Close enough.
Old Changi Hospital.
Correct. I knew you'd get it. So this happened, I think probably like mid-90s, late-90s around there. Back when people were still sneaking into Old Changi Hospital.
Yeah.
And they snuck in, walking around, and at least let's call the person, the main character of the story, this is not his real name, but let's call him Chad.
Chad.
So Chad is there with about five of his cousins, two of which have the third eye. Walking around, making a bit of noise, pushing each other around. One of his cousins sees something. He never finds out what the something is that the cousin saw, but she screams, and then all of them run out. run out. That's only where the story begins. Chad did not realize that some things followed him home.
What about the two cousins with the third eye? They never see me?
They saw in there, but when running out, they didn't see the thing following him. So,
poor eyesight.
I don't know whether it was poor eyesight.
The eye got a stick.
I guess monocle.
Yeah.
Chad gets home. I think first couple of nights, nothing happened. One night, he opens his eyes and there are two young women sitting on his wall. Defying gravity, sitting on his wall, leaning against the wall, staring at him. And he's like freaked out. He doesn't know what to do. I think he covers blanket, all that. Don't know what he does lah. I think at that point in time he thought it was a dream. Then his nephew came over like a couple of days later. Nephew went into his room. Nephew came running out complaining to Chad's mother. Mommy, Uncle Chad's room got monsters.
Yeah.
And like his room quite messy lah, but not that messy lah. So apparently the kid saw the two girls as well. And he tells the rest of us this, and all of us like, first of all, maybe your nephew got active imagination. Also your room very messy. Second of all, we're like, come on lah, really? Sitting against the wall? After all of this, I think like a month later, we went to another friend's place. Let's call this friend, I don't know, what's another bro name?
Broseph.
Okay, let's just call him Broseph.
Oh, no.
So we go to Broseph's house. Broseph also has the ability to see things.
Okay.
And Broseph stays in a very old condo. It's no longer there. But it's a very old condo and he's seen a lot of stuff around that condo also. So we get to Broseph's place. Broseph opens the door. He sees like, I think there's about six or seven of us outside. He looks at us and he immediately looks up. He looks back down at us and he goes, y'all can come in. Then he looks back up again. The two of y'all stay outside.
Oh.
Broseph does not know about Old Changi Hospital. He does not know about the girls that have been sitting on Chad's wall. He doesn't know any of this. He hasn't spoken to any of us since before Old Changi Hospital. So Chad's like, hey, you can see. And Broseph is like, of course I can see. Then you bring to my house some more. No? And it's at that point in time where all of us are like, okay, he wasn't bluffing. We all assume he was making this shit up. But he wasn't bluffing.
Yeah.
So thankfully nothing happened to Chad. Eventually, Chad got like a priest to come in, bless the house and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Hasn't seen those girls since.
Did the priest like bless him?
I don't know whether the priest blessed him, but definitely blessed the house. And if it's, I think the timeline is correct where it's the priest, a certain priest from that church, who the rumor was he used to be an exorcist, and he would go past Chad's room. As he was blessing it, you see he hesitate a little bit before he go inside.
Oh.
Then he'll go inside and then bless. Nothing overt. He never showed anything like, oh! But you can see just by like the small pauses, then he'll just go in and bless. Everywhere else, he's like, splash the holy water everywhere.
Yeah.
It's just Chad's room. And after that, nothing happened to Chad. But clearly never went back to Old Changi Hospital.
Yeah.
Kids, don't go to Old Changi Hospital. You get arrested.
Now.
I mean
technically, back then you would have as well.
For longest time, you would get arrested. But now it's even more.
Yeah.
No, but don't, like, they don't have people patrolling or anything.
There are.
There didn't used to be.
Yeah, there didn't used to be. Why, Daddy, you went before, right?
Yeah, it was secondary school chalet activity, you know?
Same lah.
Yeah.
Back in those days. I mean, those disclaimer, we were secondary school kids. Yes.
Yeah. No, it was dumb shit. We watched, you know, the Chinese horror movie, The Eye?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so like 12 Ways to See a Ghost, The Eye, that one. Then we watched it, then we went, and then we freaked the shit off each other.
Yeah.
It looked very hard, got to see anything, not?
Yeah. 10 Ways to See a Ghost. Old Changi Hospital.
That sounds like a romantic comedy. 10 Ways to See a Ghost.
Well, I mean.
Hey, no, after I watched that show, like, one of the ways to see a ghost is actually to look between your legs.
Specific locations.
Yeah.
So many jokes. Hungry I can Ghost Man.
Yeah. Hungry Ghost Man, you do that in a toilet.
Or what? Look between your legs?
Yeah, just look between your legs. You know when you do downward dog? So, for the longest time, I did downward dog, I refused to look. I just stared at the floor in front of me. And then the yoga instructor would be like, your pose is wrong. And I was like, I'm not looking between my legs.
Yeah.
Your pose is wrong. I'm still alive and not haunted.
So you guys know about the Hantu Gala, right? You know, like Hantu Gala. So Hantu Gala is like this ghost with like super long legs that apparently when you go in between the legs, right, is the gateway to another world.
Mm.
So if you get trapped in between his legs, then you go to hell, lah. Something like that.
How do you actively go between a Hantu Gala's legs?
So, I'm not very familiar with that particular entity, but like they like to reside near beach.
Oh.
And their legs look like, you know, the
trees.
The trees. Coconut trees, right?
I think it's coconut. Well, yeah, I think
coconut trees. Yeah.
So you can accidentally like walk between two.
Yeah.
Yet another thing that I will never do again.
No lah, yeah. I mean, I'm just saying like that's the urban legend. So okay. The legs thing, I also kind of translates to the Chinese folklore, like you look between your legs and stuff.
Oh.
Just, I think normal days, not Hungry Ghost Man, should be okay. Just don't do it in like dark places, like I don't know, cemetery.
If you're walking through trees, so like, just look up, maybe.
No,
that's even worse, bro.
Yeah, that's even worse, like, but at least you know what's coming, right?
Okay, but you don't shine your light, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, would you rather inadvertently walk between the legs of Hantu Gala or know that it's coming for you?
I would just not, you know what I mean?
I mean, yeah.
If you see like a lick formation of trees, I wouldn't walk between.
Lick formation of trees.
Yeah, I
wouldn't go into a whole bunch of trees.
Yeah, unless a Hantu Gala is purposely like standing across a park connector to track people.
That's just messed up.
That's cheating a bit.
That's cheating a bit.
That's like the Hantu equivalent of camping. Not cool, man.
Camper killer.
I mean, it's effective, but still not cool, man.
Yeah. No, it's like, you know, like the Japanese ghost, the one with the big smile that eats you if you...
Yeah.
During COVID time, that ghost was camping.
Yeah. Yeah. Kuchioni-san. I don't know how to pronounce it. Like,
I remember how to pronounce it.
Slithered mouth woman.
Yeah.
Slithered mouth woman, yeah. So like,
I featured her in the book, but then now I can't remember how to pronounce her.
She's like a female Joker.
Yeah.
The Chelsea smile, right?
You keep smiling.
Yeah. That's so scary. No, I don't like that.
Yep.
Oh, another reason I don't go to the last stall in the girls' toilet.
Why?
Because they say last stall girls are always haunted.
No lah.
Always. They always say like, oh, the girl had like an abortion or something, or the girl her exam, then she lost her scholarship, then she's going to kill herself.
I feel like this was started by somebody who just wanted to have a shit in peace. It's like, no, don't go there haunted.
The optimal shit toilet is the handicapped toilet.
Yeah. But honestly, I've... True. In secondary school, I was quite... I mean, this will lead into my story. I was quite a scaredy cat in secondary school. So I will try to avoid taking a dump in my secondary school because my secondary school is also famously haunted.
What else is your secondary school?
I can't say. You want to get sued, is it?
See, I feel like you're using the ghost thing as an excuse for having golden backside.
Yeah, it's true.
Is it a good school?
It's not a good school. It's a paikia school for sure.
It's a paikia school.
Okay, so this story goes into three parts. There's three parts to this story, okay? So my school is a very, very old school in the east, okay? Not very far away from... Okay, I'll give you guys a bit of hint. Tanah Merah MRT. So this school is not a good school. It's obviously a very paikia school. I mean, look at me, right? The moment when we went into the school, our seniors already started spreading. Oh, you know, this school is very old. Oh, I'm like, it doesn't look old. It looks very new. Yeah, because the older blocks are not that much in use. They are in use, but they are not that much in use. So initially, the school had two blocks only, two older blocks. And then when they merged with another school to form this new school, they had more blocks built. So it built outwards. Legend has it that while building and refurbishing the old school, there was a construction worker who unfortunately fell to his death.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, from the fourth floor. So you know how like secondary school, they are like very small.
Yeah.
I mean, they're very short, so the fourth floor. But yeah, he died. And ever since then, that old block, right, has been haunted. But funny enough, right, the old block is nearer to the surrounding estate. So it's surrounded by a neighborhood. So it's nearer. So it's where like the fence is. So that block, we call it the science block. So a lot of the science class would be there. And then at the level one of the block is the CCA rooms. You all remember got CCA rooms,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm too old.
So I have
I
a
remember
very, very good friend that we go way back. My classmate. His name is Teo. So, not Daddy Teo, but Teo. So Teo used to be in the MPCC, right? And I think when he was... in his upper sec days, like sec 3, sec 4, he would be in charge of the room. So he had keys to the room. So this guy, knowing that this block is supposedly haunted, so he would go there for afternoon naps. So he unlocked the MPCC room and then just switch on the aircon. Garang, this guy. And just take a nap in the middle.
Yeah.
So the room, right, it looks like the size, right, is... It's a very weird comparison, but it looks like Ollivander's, you know, in Harry Potter, like the wand room. But that's the only image I have now. So okay, like there's like rows and rows of like cabinets,
like
but,
equipment.
Yeah, equipment. So just MPCC stuff.
Okay.
Then there's like a table in the middle. So he slept on a table, like lie down then with
that's
a chair.
That's scary. That's like, you know, like when you go to the mortuary, then
exactly.
Yeah.
No, but he didn't lie on the table, but he just lie like that lah. Like you sit on a chair and then he just lie and then sleep like that. So he was alone. Okay. And it was like 2 PM.
Okay.
And then he told me, right, he woke up shortly after, like almost deep sleep, where he woke up to rattling noises. And then when we woke up, right, he almost shed his pants. Because all the drawers were open.
Ooh.
So you can imagine like such a big, not big lah, like such an elongated room with all the drawers open.
Yeah.
Then I asked him, so Teo, what do you do? Then he say, I closed the drawer, then I ran out. Then like, bro, you know there's a lot of drawers in that room. He said, yeah, but if I don't close, people will know that it's me who left it open and I would have gotten scolded. And then he also managed to turn off the aircon.
Oh.
Not bad.
So that was number one, okay?
Okay.
So years after after we graduated, and we heard a rumor from the teachers and the students that were still in the school that there was a mass hysteria that happened during one of the night camps.
Oh.
Mass hysteria meaning that basically mass possession.
Everybody saw the same thing.
Possession. Mass possession. Mass hysteria is just like a very media way of saying a couple of people got possessed at the same time. So they did the usual night camp, okay? And they will usually sleep in the hall.
Yeah.
what do you call it? Just the hall, right?
The hall, yeah. The hall.
Yeah. That's a new building, but it's like right beside the science block. So apparently some of the female students, they saw like a shadow that's standing on the roof of the science block.
Mm.
And then immediately a couple of them got possessed. One by one.
Shit.
I'm not sure of the details. I think it came out in like one of those like gossip blogs or something. Way back. Like it came out. With the school's name. So and basically Teo is still in contact with the teacher, and then he asked like, did it happen? He said, yeah, it did. And then the teacher were quite shocked lah, and then they managed to do some prayers to subdue lah. So from then on, I think they stopped doing like intensive night camps.
Mm.
Yeah. So then Teo also added that during his time in MPCC, he also did like the night thing. And then it's quite garang lah. You know, early 2000s lah. People really not scared one. Like they did night walks, and they got the sec 1, sec 2 to do night walks by floor alone.
Mm.
There was no one. So you have to walk to the top floor, and then he was waiting by the toilet.
Alone?
By the seniors were waiting by the toilet alone, but the younger students have to go up lor.
Like one by one.
2, 3, 4, then walk. Like, it's a walk of courage lah.
One by one, so you're alone. One.
You're alone and it's dark with torchlight.
Oh fuck.
So just a haunted school lah.
Yeah.
So he told me that as he was doing the last round, going up to the fourth floor to find his friend, he saw a shadow behind his friend. Inside the toilet.
Oh shit.
So the friend was standing facing the stairs with his back towards the toilet.
Yeah. Mm.
But the toilet doors is one of those push doors, right? So there's no way that the door can be opened. There was something standing behind him. Then he just told his friend, let's just go. Faster,
oh,
let's go.
Mm.
And then they went. Yeah. That was before the mass possession.
Yeah.
So everything add together already. Then as he was telling me this story, I remember clear that this was about close to 7-8 years ago. And then he was telling this to a whole bunch of guys, like all of us. And then we were like, hey, you know what? Let's go to school.
Oh my God.
Like right now, 2 a.m.
I have like goosebumps.
Like we were like, let's go, 2 a.m. Let's go. Like I remember we were at our friend's house drinking. So like dumb young men just left that house, like four of us. There were four of us.
Okay.
So we walked towards the school. There's a long walkway, and on our right, it's a whole bunch of abandoned HDBs.
Wow.
There used to be people who stayed there. Shortly after we graduated, it got vacated.
Yeah.
And then it was just abandoned. But it's locked up. So it's very quiet, right? So we're walking this long path. Then on our left is the fence. And beyond the fence is the science block. So we're walking this long path towards the main road. We always walk this path because we want to take a big round. We cannot go into the school, but we were walking around the school. And we're walking and we're talking. And in front of me is Teo and another guy. And Dong lah. Teo and Dong. Okay? Dong lah. Because the guy was a bit of a dick. Okay, Teo and Dong. Okay? Then they were talking. Then me and Kwan, we were we were tense because there was four of us. We were tense. We kept quiet. And Kwan, right, he is a very spiritual, enlightened person. Mm. So he participates in a lot of the temple stuff. He's well protected, but he's also well versed in this. So he knows that this is dangerous. And me is just being dumb. Yeah. And then suddenly, right, when we're walking halfway through the long, and then we heard rattling in the bushes.
Oh. Ekwan got all the amulet, everything.
Yeah, he got. Oh, he also knows all the prayer.
Then
after that, we immediately turned. We looked into the bush, and then we kind of saw something like ran away. Like something at 2 a.m. I'm telling you, 2 a.m. 2 a.m. And at the back of the blocks, right, there were no like entrances. Mm. So it's just like windows upon windows upon windows. Then there's a bush. So there's no way that someone can run that fast. And the bush was like shaking. So it couldn't be like a cat or like any animal. So it has to be a human size. And if the bush is shaking, there's no way but to run towards us or run towards the
blocks.
Yeah,
The gate, not the
right.
gate. Like the, yeah.
The fence.
The fence, sorry. Yeah, the fence. So you also need to climb the fence.
Yeah.
Cannot be that fast. And then me and Kwan just looked at each other. We stopped, we froze and looked at each other. And then at the same time, about maybe 5 meters away, Teo and Dong turned towards us and they looked at us. And then we just ran. ran. We ran so hard. We ran all the way down to the main road, to the bus stop. And then we ran further down and all the way towards the nearest like 7-Eleven.
Sober up already, I assume.
Huh?
You sober up already,
I wasn't drunk. I was just like, you know, like liquid courage. Yeah, like, let's go. And then we kept quiet for a while. And then we went. Of course, we went. We did the most, I think the smartest thing that night. Other than running was to, we went to Mama. We sat there, talk about it until 4 a.m. then go home and sleep.
Smart, smart.
So kids, when you're listening to this podcast, don't go to a haunted school that you know is haunted, that you have been to based on liquid courage. That's just dumb.
I think the general rule of thumb is just don't go haunted place.
Yeah, you already know the place haunted where you go.
Yeah.
I that's the thing. Even till now, I'm a bit of a skeptic. I'm an agnostic, right? I'm like, unless I see it right in front of my face, I won't believe in it.
That's not a challenge, right?
It's not a challenge.
Okay. Sounds like a challenge.
But that's why partners must clarify. Not a challenge,
but
right?
But at the same time, it's just curious, no?
Yeah.
And then y'all must be grateful. Like if I didn't do it, I won't have content for y'all. I won't have story for y'all, right? So yeah, I think it's fatal. I think the ghost also know. Like I think Kyle's gonna be a horror podcaster someday. So let's give him some stories.
Thanks, ghost.
No, see lah, how to compete? You give me 3-parter all.
No, it's just that I need to think of stories that I've not really told.
Okay,
that
okay,
much.
Okay, yeah. Okay. If that's the case, right? Can I do a follow up to my story? He do 3 parts, so I give 2 parts.
I know his stories. Ah,
okay. Is he allowed to give? Come, everybody must agree.
Okay. I'm okay.
This follow up to Chad and Brosa.
It's a okay. Think of it as a spin off. So this one stars Broseph only. It's a very short story.
It's a very short, yeah. It's quite funny.
See, I like how you know exactly which one I'm talking about. Yeah. Broseph rides a bike.
Okay, like motorbike. Okay, I was going to be like bicycle.
No.
Brompton.
Yeah. Not really worth mentioning if he rides a bicycle. But he rides a motorbike.
Okay.
And where Broseph stays, around the neighborhood is a lot of landed property.
Mm.
In this whole neighborhood of landed property, there is a quite an old girls' school.
That's interesting.
I won't say where. I certainly won't say which girls' school.
Does Broseph happen to be particularly rich?
Well-to-do.
Ah, that's...
Not super rich, but well-to-do.
Okay.
So Broseph is riding his motorbike through the neighborhood of all the landed property.
Yeah.
And he gets to a cross-junction. On his right at the cross-junction is the all-girls' school. The entrance to all-girls' school. Above the entrance, on the second floor, there is a floor-to-ceiling window. Okay?
Huh.
Now, bear in mind, this is all in the afternoon.
Okay.
Probably about 2 o'clock.
Sun's out, guns out.
Yeah. He looks up, and he sees a girl in uniform waving at him.
Not unusual.
I mean, a bit unusual that she's waving at him, lah. But he thought, okay lah, friendly lah. So he waves back. After this cross junction, it takes him about at most 5 seconds to hit the main road. At the main road, there is a coffee shop on his right. He stops before he turns onto the main road, and an uncle from the coffee shop comes up to him and goes, boy, your friend waving at you. He turns around, and again, it took him less than 5 seconds to get from the cross junction to the main road. He turns around and he sees at the corner of the cross junction the girl still waving at him.
Oh no.
Broseph stops looking at traffic and just rides off.
What are you supposed to do? Now it's following you.
Yeah. Don't wave back, I guess, at that point. She's giving her the wrong idea.
How do you not wave at children, though? I will wave if a kid waves at me.
Hell no.
If I know it's a ghost kid, I'm not waving at it.
No, but you wouldn't know, see? So, let's say you're a playground in your house. And then, you know, playgrounds now downstairs always got a sparkle dots or something.
Yeah.
And then the kids are all them, enthused. So sometimes you'll wave at you, I'll always wave back. I will never not wave back.
That one's still okay. Because you don't know whether they're ghosts or not.
Yeah, you cannot tell.
You don't know.
But if you turn around and you see the person from second story in less than 5 seconds made it to the ground floor, they went away already.
So what happened to him after that?
He just went back home.
Oh, never follow him. Not like the two girls.
Never follow him. That would just occurred to me. Maybe twins. Maybe.
Like in The Shining.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, let's not do that.
Yeah.
Wow.
But Broseph had a lot of weird things happen to him anyway. Yeah. So.
Why Broseph like that?
I don't know. Broseph's whole family like that.
Broseph's whole family got the eye. Usually I have a friend. Her grandfather was not a notable, but a reasonably well-known Bomo. And because of that, her mom, her and her sister all claim to have the third eye, which I'm not going to not believe, but at the same time, I'm a bit if you tell me there's a ghost on me right now, I'm going to believe you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the side of caution.
Yeah. I will go and get would you go to a priest or would you go to a Bomo if somebody told you you are being haunted?
I would go to probably a Taoist priest. Because my previous religion was Buddhist/Taoist, right? But I've also visited them for advice, like certain things that, you know, has occurred during my career doing horror. So, and it has proven that the results are somewhat valid, which is quite validated certain things that has been said, so I would trust them. It's just I use before then I use all.
Right? Are you going to invite them when you do the cemetery thing?
Probably.
Oh, nice.
I need protection. I think if you play on this level, you have to be protected somehow. It's going to the dark web without protection is just dumb.
That's why we use Express.
Don't give them yet. Yeah, wait for them to pay first.
Yeah, no, I'm in agreement with Carl. Because at least whatever religion you were raised in, right? Got familiarity down there. You want to go to Bomo, it's not like you can Google who's the best Bomo. Even then also, maybe the review is not that reliable.
Yeah.
That's true.
There's no Yelp for Bomo, so.
Okay, I'll bring my Bible. I'll go home, ask my mother for Bible. Mommy, I want my...
Rosary lah, Bible very big.
Yeah.
My grandma is Catholic, so I might take hers. Either that, I might just take the you know, the Methodist, the cross, very simple one, the wood one. Yeah.
Can la.
Yeah.
I'll take rosary hold in hand.
Don't worry lah, we'll have some spiritual master there to be the mental detector. Scan. Okay, you can go.
I hope so.
Okay, you fail.
I really hope so.
That's why it takes time to make these kind of shows, guys. Yeah. If you want it to be proper.
No, then go home double wash.
Yeah. No, must go. Kopitiam or Mamak first.
Oh.
Then
what does the Kopitiam or Mamak do?
Kyle.
I learned this from you. Okay, so...
I learned this from you. Right?
Yeah. But so basically, when you go to haunted locations or dark locations and deep into the night, it's always good to go to somewhere to drop off any spirits that may have followed you, because maybe they attach to you. They can only attach to you to a certain degree.
Mm.
Like, be it the distance or be it just time. Yeah. So... going to Mamak where there's a lot of people, the yang energy is a lot, human energy is a lot, the negative energy may be dispersed. But then again, everybody's doing that, everybody knows that. So I feel like Mamak confirm a lot of ghosts. Then you see that poor waiters like, hey, yala, this one, another group bring ghosts again, later I need to call my Bomo.
Is that why all the Mamaks all got altars?
Yeah, I think actually a lot of people who do F&B, they all have altars.
So let's say genuinely I have a friend who wants to start some sort of F&B. It's either going to be a morning kopitiam or an ice cream shop. Would you recommend they have altar? They Methodist though, so should we just put Methodist Jesus there?
I think whichever religion that you believe in, you can just put it lah. I think it's good lah, energy. Yeah. But I think the reason why people do F&B, because I think I also asked that question to some of my friends. I think there's two camps. One is more of safety. Safety, because when you're in F&B, you deal with a lot of hazardous things like fire, oil, hot stuff. People might get hurt. So some of the Taoists, they believe that they will pray to the kitchen deity. The kitchen deity will bless the and that lah. And some of them is because food is sustenance. So there are spirits that might want some of the food. So it's to protect you from the spirits.
So you give them something so that they don't come for you.
Not give them something. You show that, oh, this one under my protection, don't come.
Ah.
Yeah, you won't come, hungry ghost. Like something like that.
Okay, okay.
Then the other side is more for luck.
Mm. Yeah. That. Interesting.
Because you were giving F&B advice.
No, not bad.
Nice, yeah. Nice. Good to know. Good to know. Now I care.
Yeah, just tell your friend to be careful of the places that they rent.
Okay.
I still remember when he first told me about the go to mama rule.
Yeah.
I actually thought that the reasoning was after a while the ghosts get bored.
That's what I was thinking, right? Too.
Probably.
It's like he's just sitting here drinking kopi. What am I going
to
do?
Yeah. No, but it makes sense. Because imagine if the ghosts come to your house, then your house is very empty. Then they'll be like, oh, I'm going to scare him.
That's like a playground for them. And then come to the kopi time, they're like,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. No,
I think it's a bit like, you know, after you watch a horror story, then you go and watch like a comedy.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the same thing.
Palate cleansing.
Palate
cleansing. So that's your ginger. Eat the ginger.
Correct.
Before you eat your next fish.
Correct.
Okay, so do you think, you are horror podcasters, yes? Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you can survive a horror movie?
Wow.
Yeah.
I'll answer this one first. No.
Do you think you can be final girl, Carl?
Nope. I will be the first one to die.
Why?
I'll either be oblivious to whatever the monster, the ghost, whatever it is, or just sheer bad luck. I will be the first one to die.
Yeah. I think Wayne is not giving himself credit lah. So as his partner, I need to say that Wayne will most probably die, but not because of his own bad luck, because he's too kind. Wayne is a very kind person. Aww. So he will see, maybe it's like a zombie apocalypse, then this person is like, help me, help me. Then he will run, then he will get captured, and then he'll get murdered. Then his food gets stolen by a bunch of bandits. He will do things out of kindness, and then he will die.
That's the nicest way anybody's ever said, when you're going to die.
I have a TikTok idea that we can do one day.
Sure.
Okay, so
please share.
Not even a TikTok, maybe even like a YouTube video.
Okay.
Maybe it can be like a date aim episode, except it's not like a game, but it's like in real life. Mm. So we'll set up like a route and then somebody can be the killer.
Mm.
One of y'all or me or like one of our partners.
Mm.
And then so the killer's job is very important. They have to move at the same pace with like a fake weapon. And then we have to see who actually makes it to the door. Because, you know, in horror movies, they always... So you have to get a series of tasks done before you get to the door.
I saw
another true crime YouTuber do it. It was funny. So theirs was they had to run by... Because American, right? You have to run by the swimming pool and climb up the stairs and get to the door.
Yeah.
And the thing is that under pressure, a lot of people actually cannot do it.
Oh. Of course, there's someone chasing after you.
But not even chasing fast, just fast walk behind you.
Or just fast walk.
Yeah. So, Wayne won't survive, but will Carl survive?
I would defer to my wife's opinion because wife is always right, right? My wife says that I will survive.
Your wife says you would survive?
Because she says that I'm a bit of a doomsday prepper.
Okay.
And a bit of a redneck and also a bit of a cynical bastard. Yeah, so she's like, I think you will survive because you don't trust people.
Okay.
Easily, so you will survive.
You look like you've had a plan for a horror movie for most of your life.
Yeah.
Different kind of horror movies. Yeah.
So I feel like my mind, right, like for doomsday prepping, right, my mind is like Nicholas Fury. My backups have backups.
Okay. All right. Are you ready? So I'm giving you two options. One is that y'all go on this journey separately and we'll go one at a time. The second option is that you go on this journey together. You are adventuring together. You are like... You're dropped into the same universe.
Okay. Knowing that I die, how?
I'll go with Wayne.
You're going
to help him. I'll help him. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm still going to die somehow. I'm certain of it.
Okay, so. The dinner I gave you was poison. You black out and you wake up in the woods. But not like the Singapore woods, like the Malaysia, Indonesia.
Sure.
But all the monsters are kind of like angmoh. So like you wake up in Australia Woods. Australia is the closest
Western
country to here, right?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, so you and Wayne wake up. You're like, oh damn. And then you're a bit dizzy, but fine, you wake up. Everything is pitch black. you're walking through the woods, everything is pitch black, but then you have your phone. I give you your phone. Ooh.
Okay.
Fighting chance. Okay, fair enough.
Disclaimer. This wasn't made by me. This was made by Austin137 on BuzzFeed. So thanks, BuzzFeed.
Okay, thank you, BuzzFeed.
Okay. So you walk through the woods, everything's pitch black, you got your phone. So now there's a path that leads you deeper into the woods. And oh, perchance, you recognize it. It's a path that you kind of recognize. You recognize from last time when you got come here before. I dropped you at the wrong place. You've been there before, but never at night time.
Okay.
Do you keep walking or do you all call your friend? You know the path is like macam you can walk to your friend's house one.
Okay, so if I call my friend, I'm just standing there.
And then your flashlight becomes like...
Okay. So I call my friend.
Oh, you never even asked me.
No, I agree with him. Yeah. Definitely call friend.
Okay, cool. Alright.
Don't tell me I die after I call my friend. That would have sucked.
Your friend terrible.
Oh wait, there's options. Now, you decide to call your friend if they can meet you, but while you're dialing their number, you realize you have to turn the flashlight off, as I said. So now the option comes. Do you turn off the light and call them, or do you text them? Y'all have one phone between you.
I say text.
Yeah, let's text.
Yeah.
That's the smartest move.
All right. For all you know, knowing our friends, they probably won't even pick up the phone.
For all you know, the monster is on top of us.
Don't look at trees at night. Oh, for all you know, you're walking between the lakes.
The Hantu Gala migrated to Australia.
Yeah.
Okay, so you send, hey, I'm here. Can you meet me halfway? I'm kind of scared. And you add lol. So it's not like, you know, too serious.
Yeah, fair enough.
All right, the message fails to send.
Basket.
Because you're in the woods, got no signal.
Okay.
And also, you know, now you know if you get like the low cost SIM only plan, the coverage a bit dodgy.
You know,
what kind of shit is that?
I got proper roaming and everything. I tell you, these backward woods.
Yeah, so you guys are just like, fuck. Okay, but then you hear the snap of a twig behind you, and you turn around, find your flashlight at the trees, but there's nothing there.
Okay.
You think you're freaking yourself out. You guys are alone in the woods. You better get a move on. So you want to get to the cabin. You kind of know the way. Your friend has brought you there in the day before. So you reach a fork in the path, but you can't quite remember. Go left or go right?
Wow. Left.
Yeah.
Left?
Yeah.
On your left.
On your left. Yeah.
On your left.
Yeah. I was thinking that.
I was like, on my left.
You're wrong, because as you walk down the left, the road gets kind of dodgy. You're just like, oh shit, I have clearly made the wrong choice and it feels like there's something behind me. So you pick up your speed. You start speed walking like the cardio aunties.
Shake the butt also, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The path leads to a clearing and you see two cabins. One is baby pink, like you know the Barbie movie. Hi, I'm Barbie. Okay. And the other one, it looks very old and worn and creepy. Both, you can see through both the windows, you can see light, so they are both occupied. And then you're like, oh, okay, maybe one of them has a landline, right? Or maybe one of them can give me directions. So you want to get off the path and you want to get off the woods. So at least you got somewhere to stay, right? And it also genuinely feels like something is following you behind. Pink or scary?
Scary. Because it's a trick choice.
I can smell a trap.
Yeah, it's a trick choice. We are horror creators. Yeah. Don't lie to us.
Okay, so you go and you knock on the door of the cabin.
Okay.
So there's no answer. Knock again?
Is that as a choice?
No, knock again.
Okay, knock.
Okay, so from the other side of the door, you hear like... then you hear somebody walking to the door. And then so an old man in... he's like... pajamas opens the door. So in Singapore, you can think of it as a lavender kopitiam uncle. Yeah.
Hello, uncle.
Then you say, what you want? Then you say, I want use phone, please. then you say, got no phone, go away. Ciao la. Then what do you say? Do you say, tolong, uncle? Or do you say, paise, bye bye?
I
feel like you're taking some creative liberties with the BuzzFeed story.
Yeah.
I'm just a guess that you're taking some liberties.
I would say, hey, uncle, please, steady, Dumbo. please. Tolong
uncle.
Tolong uncle. That's daily tambo. I won't say tolong tolong. I'll say daily tambo uncle. I buy you ABC later.
Okay, he'll do that. Then I'll do the pitiful face. Uncle, please.
Yeah,
please.
Okay, ABC,
uncle. Scary.
Uncle. Uncle, I think got something out there. Uncle.
Hantu, bro.
Okay. The you tolong tolong the uncle. Then the uncle is like, fine. So the uncle opened the door. Your tolong tolong has worked.
Yes.
Okay. But he tells you, whatever you do, don't look up.
Uncle.
Okay, so you follow him in his house, and like you can see from the corner of his eye, this uncle, he's like a bit rapt, you know, confirm got no wife, nobody taking care of him. Mm. House a bit rapt, a bit dirty, a bit clean.
He the get drunk at kopitiam at 4 a.m. kind, right?
Okay. The sleep void that kind, because he wants to go to his house because he never clean his own house kind.
Yeah. His wife confirms called him if he got back drunk. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, so you keep your eyes on the floor because he already tell you don't look at the ceiling, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then you keep on thinking about it. Keep on thinking about it, right? So the old man, he leads you to a table, and the table is damn gross, got dishes, got dirt. Then you're like, tolong, tolong, uncle, it's like Lim Chui Bo. So he's like, can I have some water? Then the uncle say, besai. Do you go tolong tolong again? Do you ask him for, oh wait, I got a lot of American listeners. You ask the uncle for water. And the uncle says, no. Do you ask the uncle again? Or do you say, or do you just accept it? I'm just like, okay.
Oh, okay, I don't want to drink his water. I got leeches, bro.
dodgy looking
screw
house.
Screw that shit.
Okay. Okay, nice. Don't drink water. Anyway, other countries water, right? In the rural areas all also like not sure whether potable or not.
You confirm no filter.
You got no new water.
Yeah.
No, some countries the water got lead and stuff also dodgy.
You can like burn the water.
Also we tolong tolong him once, we tolong tolong again. He confirmed kick us out one. His uncle clearly got no patience.
Yeah la.
Yeah. Well, you guys have made it quite far. The first time I tried this, like I died after like good match.
Yeah.
I chose the pink house.
It's lies, man. Daddy. Never trust horror movies.
Okay, so you're like, okay, I'm not gonna get water from this uncle. So again, you're like, tolong, tolong, uncle. Can you give me directions to my Bingyu's house? Can you give me direction to my friend's house? I'll leave after that. Then uncle say, you shouldn't have come here. Something about this part's aren't normal. It's like all the trees talk to each other. And they know your deepest fears. And you're a bit like, okay. Thanks, uncle.
Sounds like Hantu Gala to me.
Sounds like Hantu Gala, right? But then another part of you is like, uncle feels kind of right, though. So, do you respond, you know where my friend's house is? Or do you respond, okay, how do I get out of here?
I would say the second one. How do I get out of here? Yeah, because you weird, bro.
Yeah. Also, I feel like...
At this point, if I had like free will, I would have decked him in the face.
Honestly, at this point, to me, it doesn't make a difference because either way, he could be lying. So, I defer to the one who...
No, but why would we know about your friend?
Oh, yeah.
Why would he know about your friend?
I assume it's a small community.
No, la, the you know, wood so big.
In the wood,
This is why you would die.
See, that's why.
You assume the best of people.
No, but in this situation, it's not about whether I assume the best or not. Both, I assume that he's going to do something to us.
Yeah, actually, it makes more sense. I would also choose to get out.
Let me get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah, because at least you get to like a main road. You try to flag down the police or something, right? Or you try to call the police.
But no signal.
But no signal. Okay. So he says, cannot. You belong to the woods now.
Okay.
Which is a bit of a weird thing to say. Then he starts to laugh. Okay. Which is also a bit weird.
Okay.
Uncle, you drink a bit too much anchor beer, right?
Yeah. So like, you ran off the cabin. You managed to run through the clutter, but you never look up. So you just run. Good job. And then he's like screaming at you. You belong to the woods now. Okay.
Yeah, nuts. He's a crazy person.
I got a few uncles like this in my neighborhood.
Y'all have made it very far, leh. Okay, you're in the woods again. Go left, go right.
Left.
Left?
Yeah, I cannot be wrong twice. Left. Let's go.
Fair.
Stubborn.
Fair.
Okay. Oh no, it leads you to another fork. You're going in circles. This is like the Tekong story. Basket. You can go left, go right, go back.
Go left some more. Stubborn all the way.
Yeah.
Definitely not go back.
Yeah. Screw that, bro.
Nothing is familiar. Oh, now you can only go right. Come, I click go right.
Okay.
Oh, so you start to run without thinking. Then you run for half an hour. Can you all run for half an hour? I don't think I can.
Yeah, jog a bit.
I can slow run.
At a decent enough pace. A bit faster than cardio.
No, but I'm pretty sure if you feel that there's something following you, anybody can run like Usain Bolt.
Can run for a while like Usain Bolt, but then stamina a bit. I'll pace myself a bit.
I think the human will is far stronger. Did I die?
No, you didn't. Actually, you didn't die, but now you're trapped in the woods forever. You're in a loop. You're in a time loop.
Oh, in a time loop.
Oh, I'm sorry. The ending is a bit loop.
So I can run forever. Oh, okay.
There's a success story.
I'm sure there's like a you win lah.
It took like fucking long. But like, do you want me to tell you what happens in
the Barbie house?
Not the Barbie house. But I can tell you what happens if you look up.
Okay.
In the house.
Okay.
The uncle is a vampire. Then got body substat. Then you get killed by the uncle. So I thought you guys, like, if you looked up, right, you get killed by the uncle.
But did we have a choice to look up?
Yeah, y'all had a choice to... Wait, let me scroll back up.
Not bad, uncle.
Yeah, not bad, right?
Okay, at least we're in the time loop.
Yeah. Technically, we didn't die.
Yeah, technically, you didn't die.
Yeah.
Because there was a lot of ways to get died. If you chose the right fog, right, I think you get killed by a werewolf.
Interesting.
Right? Mm. I thought this was a quite fun game. I thought
actually, if I knew that he was vampire, I'd say, turn me, eh? Hey, together.
Stung a bit,
bro.
Yeah, but he strike me as a very selfish kind one.
Yeah, he does tell me, stupid. Get off my lawn, you stupid
grumpy
vampire.
Grumpy all, walao.
Yeah.
Oh, can you imagine, like, you live eternity with a grumpy old vampire.
Okay,
Not really,
I can change him for Mavin.
Oh.
I will just keep telling him, it's not a face.
Now who's the one that's looking for the best in people?
No, it's you're like me. The kid in Up, you know, you want to change.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Okay. If you change into a vampire, will you go back and get Jolene?
Yeah. I'll turn her into a vampire if she wants. You know, I'll just say, okay, you can shrinkle and turn into dust while I stay young forever. And I possibly drive floating cars or something. I don't know.
I mean, you vampire, you can fly. No, you drive the car.
No, but fun, right?
Okay, la, fair enough.
But if you're a vampire, you can get like all the diseases and you can get trapped by like, I know somebody who's doing
I thought you know somebody who was a vampire. I was about to like, wait, hold up.
I think like a postgrad in bats. I heard about somebody who's doing a postgrad in bats and they just infect all the bats with all the random ass diseases. So like one day you could be flying and you could get trapped and become a postgrad student's problem.
But you can turn back.
Yeah.
You, a vampire, turns back to a human in a postgrad student's lab in life.
Ta-da!
He turned back, then you look at the student like, you think it's funny?
Hey!
You think it's funny? Then you buy me dinner first, you know?
Yeah. Flash,
lock me up in a cage. Yeah.
You've seen what we do in the shadows, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I will probably be one of those vampires that just want to see the world. Yeah,
I feel like I'll probably be the energy vampire.
Oh, the energy vampire.
Some of our friends are that.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
You are just the very old vampire. You're like Nosferatu. Older than Dracula. You're Nosferatu. I'm probably like, I don't know, Jake.
I like how
some random dude like, oh yeah, the day I walk past and he bite me and I become vampire.
I like how you immediately thought to yourself, wait, confirm oldest vampire.
Actually, there is a story there. Like, what, being vampire? Nobody has thought about it.
I can see the wheels turning in my head now.
Yeah. There's something there. Yeah.
There's something there to being vampire.
Bencula.
Bride of Bencula.
Bride of Bencula.
Xiao Lian. No, he's, you know, like Dracula has his wives.
Yeah.
Bencula has his Xiao Lian.
Yeah.
Bencula.
Wait, Bencula.
Bencula, first blood.
Bencula, you see other girl? Never.
Bencula, you see? She got the never full. She got the LV. I want the LV also.
Why you never buy for me, Bencula?
Xiao Lin, you want to sit on my e-bike?
Hey, you know, like, got near here, got a lot of the teenage boys, the Xiaobings, then they'll go buy in, like, the e-bike, but the e-bike is not the full-size e-bike.
It's the small one. Yeah, bro, I it's so weird.
Then two of them will sit on
Yeah.
And he looks so fucking uncomfortable.
You got to see the Recently, there was this viral video that was quite funny. So there was this guy who was driving, and then I think the wife was filming for him.
Yeah.
So he was driving a regular size car, and then they drove past a Xiaobing and a Xiaolin in one of those small ones. And then a blasting music, and then you can hear the I love the commentary. Wow, like that also can ah, like that also can ah. Then the wife go and zoom in on the Xiaobing, right? Then the Xiaobing still like that, like he still did a twist, like post, like he's so cool.
Dude, it's so dangerous. They're so close to the ground. You know, it goes so fast.
Back in my day, right, when I was a Xiaobing, right, the cool thing was Haro bikes lah, bro.
What's a Haro bike?
So it's like one of those like stunt bikes.
Oh.
Yeah, but then you put two, there's a
the
modifier.
Two sticks behind
and
then
your Xiaolin can stand behind you. At least that's regular size. But now you like, just like, it's so uncomfortable. You want to like, kiss also cannot.
How is it I'm older than you and you are the one that uses the phrase back in my day more often?
I don't know. I just feel old sometimes, yeah.
But, quite uncle.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so we survive, right?
You survive. I'll consider that
as survive. Technically, we survive. La. Yes. Technically. La.
I'm very happy. I'm going to tell my wife about it.
Yeah.
You see, I survived horror movie.
You technically did.
These infinite woods, right?
Yeah.
Is there like fruit on the trees? Like animals around?
You're thinking way too much about
this. I am, lah. But like if we survive, I want to continue surviving. La.
Well, I mean, I know there's like vampires and werewolves. I guess if you kill the werewolf, it's technically not cannibalism.
True. Then get skin for fur. Then just in case the...
You kill werewolf ah?
I never said I don't want killing the werewolf ah.
You are.
You lah.
No, he can kill werewolf ah. By like talking to it about like some
gout,
some no run. Like you will talk to the werewolf until the werewolf die ah.
No,
what,
no.
What happens if you get gout attack while you're in the horror movie?
No, what if you get gout attack as a werewolf? A werewolf. Ow.
No. Here's what I tell you, what's gonna happen with the werewolf thing. I will think that just because I like dogs, I can get along the werewolf.
You start petting the werewolf. Right?
I will try.
And then the werewolf turns back into like this middle-aged man. Hey, you touch what touch.
That's how we creep out the werewolf.
You think,
like,
you
hey,
think
hey,
what I dog?
Hey, hey. Look, if my plan goes well, right, if I make friends with the werewolf, right, he sends a smell very strong. I think the werewolf can lead us out of the infinite forest.
Ah, nice.
So you, okay, so let me get this straight.
Yes.
You will prostitute yourself to a werewolf to get us out of that endless forest.
Yes.
Thanks, Wayne.
To be honest, to be honest.
He can be the MVP.
MVP.
To be honest, right, I won't even think that far ahead. I'll just think, hey, cute dog. The prostituting myself to get us out of the infinite forest, that's an added bonus.
Can I put that your as wife the title to of this episode?
Prostituting myself to a werewolf.
Wayne prostitutes himself. Wayne of Hantu prostitutes himself to werewolves to get us out of an infinite forest.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
No, I think he can because he strikes to me right as like a jester material. You know, if like the world will end, right, the warlord will have him as a jester. Then he will be beside the warlord, standing beside the wall, blah, 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 blah. They will tell poetry to the warlord, blah, 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 make the warlord laugh.
Somehow I find that more insulting.
It's not like, insulting. Like, look, you're a man of culture.
I'm sure. But if I'm prostituting myself to a werewolf, right, that is purely by choice. Okay. I'm willingly doing it and I'm doing it happily.
Wait, do you think werewolves are hot?
Not really.
Are you like it's trying like, to unveil something? He has something for werewolf.
I'm not sexually attracted
you're
to the werewolf.
You're only comfortable with...
Right.
You're a bit too comfortable for that not to be a thing. Does your wife knows that you think werewolves are hot?
No. It's not that I think that they're hot. I think that they're cute, like dogs. Just very big dog. I will treat it like a very big dog. Scratch the head, scratch the belly.
Is
give
that
it
the
pets.
Extent of your prostitution to the werewolf?
Yeah.
But what if the werewolf wants more?
If the werewolf... Okay, if the werewolf wants more, again, my only stipulation is turn back human lah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Guys,
we'll see how we take it from there.
We've gone way deep. You need to play Baldur's Gate. Because in Baldur's Gate, you get to sleep with a werebear.
Oh, it keeps on advertising to me.
Yeah.
I like how your response to... Teddy's accusation that I'm sexually attracted to werewolves
it wasn't a suggestion.
Go for therapy, it's Baldur's Gate.
Yeah, Baldur's Gate. You need to leave out the fantasy.
Again, not sexually attracted to the werewolf.
You never know.
Just okay with it in a survival.
I don't kink shame, but go for it.
It's like man's best friend kind of thing.
Oh.
Sure.
Yeah.
No, it's like if you go into the prison, you need to like either fuck up or fuck the head bitch in charge.
Yeah.
Where did you hear this?
Orange is the New Black.
Oh.
Okay.
No wonder it sounded familiar.
At most, right, if let's say the werewolf in human form is somebody that I will happily prostitute myself to. At most, if they can do like one quarter transformation, so the claws come out, then okay. But no full werewolf kind of thing.
That's very specific. That's very specific.
If you want, I can cut this out. If you don't want, I can leave it.
No, it's fine. I'm just.
Teddy is like, I'm getting my money's worth. I'm getting my money's worth.
I'm actually amazed at how comfortable I am talking about this. And it's coming out very easily somehow.
One half of Hantu likes to get poked by a werewolf.
Not by the werewolf. The werewolf in human form.
Hey, we have to be inclusive. Were people.
Were people.
Fine. The were person in human form.
The werewolf might be non-binary.
That's okay.
That's alright.
If they want me to prostitute myself to them, that's perfectly fine.
In exchange for safety in these
exchange for safety and only in human form.
And then you just get to benefit from it because you're just the wolf's pet.
I can survive on my own pretty well, so thank you very much.
Yeah, alright, fine.
But it's okay. I can get out.
But wouldn't
you don't get to play
know,
the dog.
Wouldn't so. You want to know where Wayne is?
Huh? What?
You like, okay, so let's do a continuation. Y'all are in the woods.
Sure.
And Wayne has
See, I feel now I'm feeling like that's misleading. It's too long to say Wayne has prostituted himself to the human form of a werewolf.
Okay.
Wayne has made friends with a werewolf.
Wayne has thrived with the werewolf. Thrived.
I like that. Yes.
Wayne has thrived with the werewolf.
Yes.
And Carl has unfortunately been there to witness the
everything.
Yeah.
I'm just that guy sitting by the tree, like, you guys done yet?
So you sit behind the tree while they are doing whatever it is they're doing.
See, that's way creepier.
No, I need to stay safe. So I'm like I'm like Star-Lord when, you know, like I'm with them in the fucking prison. So I'm with them.
Yeah.
I'm with them. Yeah. So the vampires won't come. I'm with them. Later they bite your face off.
You know that Wayne is safe, but Wayne has become too complacent. Wayne is happy with his werewolf friend.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Werewolf friend's not gonna let anything fuck you up. Werewolf friend's gonna protect you. And maybe one day werewolf friend will decide to let you go.
Yeah.
Do you stay with Wayne and werewolf friend, or do you go and seek out?
No, by that point, like weeks have passed, I would have like had my own stash of weapons ready. I'm ready to go. I will most probably snap at one point. Then
because you're sick of watching.
Yeah, I'm sick of watching them, and I'm sick of this stupid forest. I will go to the old man's house and I say, "You turn me into a vampire, or if not, I turn you into dust." It's like either you or me. Today we settle. Either you or me. You die or I die. I don't care. Let's go.
I also feel like we're missing a very important component here, which is that Kyle is like a Disney princess. Whether he likes it or not, animals love him.
Oh.
Yeah.
So there's also the possibility that I will try to be nice to the werewolf. It kills me. And then tries to be friends with him. And then he keeps telling the werewolf, fuck off. But the werewolf follows him anyway.
Why does this sound like, you know, those teenage girl mangas?
Oh. Nice, now I'm a teenage girl manga. Sure, I'll take that. Yeah.
There's really something that I'm going to explore that further.
Yeah, I mean, I'll gladly keep the werewolf as a pet. It could be a middle-aged man. I'll be like, okay.
See?
Eight to five, you stay in the dog form. Then at night, I don't care what you change. Then you want to change whatever you change, you just don't change in front of me. I don't care.
See? It's more or less the same thing that I said.
But you can be my dog. I'm not going to do anything for you. I'm going to hunt your own food.
Scratch his belly.
No. Dirty.
Do you touch dogs?
I do. But I'm just saying, like, you could be like...
Do you touch stray dogs?
I do, but I touch already, I'll be like, I mean, cute lah. Then I'll be like,
always got the feeling of.
Then you'll be like,
Everybody carrying my hand sanitizer now, so okay lah.
So you know, sometimes people never wash their dogs properly. Then ask to pet their dog. They don't pet their dog, right? Usually they say yes.
Mm.
And then when you take your hand off, you're like,
ew.
This owner never cleaned their dog properly.
You know, like that scene from The Office, you know, where Kelly gives a hug to Gabe, and then he's like, then she hugs and like, ew. I didn't expect you to be so. Skinny and so bony.
Hey, Gabe is in Silicon Valley also.
Yeah, I know. He has what I call
the cat face. Whenever he gets upset or angry, he looks like a cat.
Like, I thought he was really a good character in both shows.
Oh no.
How far have we strayed?
Very far. Apparently.
Very far.
Okay, bring back, reel back.
Okay, reel back, reel back. Thanks for coming on the show, guys.
Thank you for having us, Daddy.
No problem.
I've learned too much through this horror adventure. I'm not sure if I wanted to learn that much. But okay. You can catch Ghost Maps weekly and Date at monthly.
I like how you sound like you're crying at this point.
And it is much. Oh, I was just on Date at before, so like you can go back to the episode and like drive the views up so that they'll have me for more stuff.
Yep.
You can find them at We Are Hantu on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok, where they will not be talking about prostituting themselves to werewolves.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet. Yeah.
You and all other related socials. So again, that's We Are Hantu.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks so much for having us, Teddy. I hope that you know we can get to collab more. And yeah, Teddy is doing a great job for True Crime. Mm-hmm. We really appreciate her as a friend. And yeah, we do have one thing that is in the works, so that we would like to share. We have a similar narrative horror podcast that we're actually doing, producing right now, that will come out probably in Q2 2024, which is called, drumroll, ICA. Yeah, it's specifically done in that sense. Yeah, ICA, basically for friends of who are not from Singapore, ICA is the agency that's in charge of immigration in Singapore.
It's the...
You don't have to say it out later, they both mommy.
Oh, sorry.
But our ICA stands for something different.
Yes, it's called the International Cooperative or International Cooperation. Yeah, International Cooperation of Apparitions.
Oh.
So they're like a department to catch like unwanted ghosts lah. Sort of lah, document. But it's set in the world of Ghost Maps. You definitely hear the narrator there. There's a new character that's coming to town. So it's it's one of
second quarter.
Is it an audio fiction?
Yes. Yep. It's very similar to Ghost Maps in that sense, but with a splash of Only Murders in the Building.
I love Only Murders.
Same but different.
But different style. Yeah, but I don't want to talk too much about it. Like, I built so much hope, and then people are like, "Hey, it sucks,
I desperately want to listen to it.
Yeah, but we'll see. Yeah,
I'm so excited. I love Only Murders. So if you like Only Murders, you like Ghost Maps, you like A Briefcase, you will like ICA coming to you Q2 2024. Woo! Alright, as always, you can find us online at abriefcasepodcast.com and if I'm not wrong, hantu.sg?
Yes.
And on Instagram at abriefcase, and again, we are Hantu. And do join us next week for
Another Briefcase.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.